Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, 20 till the top. Heading towards hour number 3. Probably break away a little bit after 3 o'clock and talk Caps and Nats. A little bit more, plus a little on the NFL draft, certainly. And we'll obviously save plenty more for tomorrow.
Speaking of Caps real quick, do you think they could get a Winter Classic at the new football stadium? It'd have to be open or not?
Well,
because if it's just a glass roof.
Yeah,
or...
so, I mean, again, we don't know whether it's going to be retractable or not.
Yeah.
It would have to, my understanding is.
It has to be open air, though, right?
Yeah. My understanding is you have, I mean, for the Winter Classic, you have to have an open air stadium.
They did one at Nats Park, I know.
Well, yeah, but that's completely open air.
I know.
I mean, to my memory.
Now,
they have done it in warm weather cities. They've done it in Los Angeles. They did it. They're doing it in Miami, I believe, next year.
Miami, an open air hockey game in Miami. All right.
Yeah, but I mean because they're not dependent on the weather necessarily to keep the ice cold because they have their own refrigeration trucks. But my understanding is you can't, like, so far they have not had a Winter Classic in a baseball or football dome, i.e. in Minneapolis, they have not had one at new US Bank Stadium. You see where I'm coming?
Yeah.
But you could it would have to be a hockey city. So I'm trying to think. Well, Dallas, you could at Jerry's World.
Yeah, all right.
Right? Because that's a retractable roof stadium. But now you mentioned earlier, right? Retractable roof. And I mean, I never thought that it was going to be, well, I shouldn't say never. I've always thought it was not going to be a retractable roof because you're probably talking more than $500 million.
Yeah.
Just to make it. Not the roof itself, but to make it retractable, how you have to construct it.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a huge investment. Like, I was at the U.S. Open in Flushing Meadows in September, up in Queens, and they converted the old main stadium, which is Louis Armstrong Stadium. When they built Arthur Ashe Stadium, they converted that into a retractable roof stadium so that they could play all of their matches there, regardless, right? And watching the roof open and close and shut and whatever, it was really cool, right? And I've seen it before, but I mean, it takes a lot of infrastructure. It's not cheap. It's not something that you just, and being that the Commanders are already spending $2.7 billion, and being that DC is ultimately by fiscal year 2032 going to invest over $1.1 billion, I don't see it. Not to mention the Commanders are going to spend extra money or more money as they develop the entertainment village, because none of that cost, the $2.7 billion, is for the entertainment village. It's just for the stadium.
So that means they're basically going to be building where all the bars are, and then they'll own the lease. And then if you were
to run
a business, you can't own the property. You would just lease it. Yeah. Right.
Well, they don't own the property, but they own the rights to develop the property. Because remember, the land itself is not owned by the Commanders like FedEx Field or like Landover is.
Yeah, all right.
It's owned or it's controlled and operated, transferred by the city.
So you'd be effectively subletting from the Hog Group.
But as part of this deal and for spending the $2.7 billion to build the actual stadium, based on what we were explained today and based on what I've heard elsewhere, they are giving the Commanders the right to develop that entertainment and hospitality village property, part of the property. And the property is expansive. There's going to be like over 30% of like natural habitat and, you know, whatever, all sorts of different things that I can break down. But my point being is the Commanders are going to be able to control and make money off of what they do on that part of the property while not owning it.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
So I assume there'll probably have sports books on there too.
Sports book, lots of sports bars and restaurants, a couple, I'm sure. Just regular bars, restaurants, chain restaurants.
Sure, kind of like around the arena, kind of. You know.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, it's like for anybody that's been up to Foxborough, right? At Gillette Stadium, they just dropped this stadium in the middle of nowhere, right? It's an hour-ish south of Boston. It's in a no man's land. And you literally walk out of the stadium after a game. And if you walk up a huge flight of stairs of about probably 200 stairs, you walk into this unbelievable hospitality and entertainment village that they built after the stadium was built, after they decided to build the stadium. I don't know if that was part of the original plan or if that was just something that they thought of in 2013 or 2014 when they started building it. But my point being is it has made then that area, the stadium district in Foxborough, a 365-day-a-year destination.
Nice.
They didn't say it like that today because I think that clearly comes after the construction of the stadium.
Yeah, yeah.
But eventually, by say like
the train station almost, where how they have all the different stuff and it's all indoors.
Yeah,
they probably have different kind of bars and whatever. But
I would guess by like 2035. Okay, if the stadium opens in 2030, I would guess sooner than that you will have some things. But by 2035, you will probably have what is known as the stadium district or the.
Whatever they name it.
Whatever
sure
they call it, right? Where it is, again, retail shopping, maybe a movie theater, a amphitheater, all sorts of restaurants, chain and local, bars, and again, like, I don't know, basically like a mall. You know, like malls are going out of business and are downsizing. They feel that not only on game days and event days, but they feel like in a bunch of these places, bear with us on the phones, just hang on. They feel like, yes, on game days and event days, we will get 65, 70,000 people flooding this area. They need to eat, they need to drink, they need to shop, they need to spend money. But what you do, like, say, if you have 40...
It's like the Wharf or something, you know? Like, they have big concerts that come to, you know what, Union Stage, Arena Stage, and the Anthem, but you don't have to go there because of one of those. You can still just go down there and hang out.
Well, and that's the point. Now, you say, well, how much is too much? Because you have the Wharf, you have this, you have that. But in that area, right, if people have a good time going to whatever they build there, not only the people that live down there, but the people that work down there, the people that know about that down there, they are more likely to come, not just on event days, but again, maybe on a random Friday night when they're looking for something to do. And even if there's not a concert.
Do you think they get in with a casino down there?
I mean,
it's not legal in D.C. yet, but we're talking 10 years down the road. Who knows?
Exactly. Like, definitely a sports book.
Yeah. No, that
I don't know about a casino, but I'm sure that's part of the thinking.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's part of the thinking. All right, we got to take a timeout. Hang on, guys. We're going to get to you on the other side. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.